All right. So let's just review a little bit of what we know, and then if it's Hashem, we'll be able to pick it up. I think we got up to Nun Aleph. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So keep that page very, very much available. But just to summarize, what we have here in Memtes and Nun is that we're trying to figure out the answers to two questions, and perhaps they are interdependent. One question is, how to understand the Rambam? Because the Rambam on the one hand says that the Torah, when it tells us to believe the second pair of Edim, we'll call them the Mazimim against the Zomimim, that's a Chidush, that's a Gzeres HaKosuf. It means that the Rambam accepts the principle of Chidush, and even though the Rambam, paradoxically, he passes like Abaye was not the one who proposed Chidush, it was Rava who proposed Chidush. Nevertheless, the Rambam has both. He passes like Abaye, that ate zomim l'mafreya hu nifsal, and at the same time he paskins that ate zomim is a chidush. There's no logical reason why we should believe the second pair of edim and not the first pair of edim. Now, in the context of the Rambam, then we have a problem, because the Rambam has a case where you have an overlap between what's called Hazoma and Hakhosha. At least that's the way the Lechem Mishnah understood the Rambam. So the Mazimim said that we were with you on that day, and despite that fact, there was no murder, there was no halva, the whole thing is a bluff. Correct. So again, if they would say, the second pair of Edim would say, ain't on a Yod, we don't know whether he killed him, he didn't kill him. We can just tell you that you couldn't have been there to see the crime, because you were with us in Bavel, you couldn't have been in Yerushalayim on that day. That's called Edim Zomimim, and we put the Edim to death. But if, on the other hand, the Mazimim saying, v'mokom imonu ayisem, you were with us in that makom, and we were there the whole day, from daybreak till dusk, and nothing happened. There was no misa, there was no murder, there was no alva. The Rambam says that's called hakhosha, and the Lechem Mishnah says that apparently, according to the Rambam, despite the fact that there is enough room here for Hazama, says the Lechem Mishnah, called Hecha de Nichlal Beidusam Hakhosha VeHazama, it's on the top of page Nun, on the right column, Lo Choshev Hazama. In other words, Hazama has to be pure, unadulterated Hazama with no admixture of Hakhosha. But since here there's an admixture of Hakhosha, insofar as that the Mazimim say that this halva never took place, the ritzicha never took place, therefore we completely disqualify, so to speak, we neutralize the hazoma element, the hakhosha element, sort of kol the olam gavar, it overcomes and negates the hazoma. Says the Lechem Mishnah that if you had accepted The Torah says that we logically understand why the Torah believes the second pair of Edim and not the first pair of Edim, based on the concept of Heidu Begufan Shel Edim, then the Rambam would make no sense. Why would the Rambam exclude Hazama and all the implications and ramifications thereof, simply because there was also Akasha? Once we believe the second pair of Edim and there's Hazama, then we should apply Hazama. But the answer is the Rambam Lishitoso holds that there's no logical reason to believe the second pair of Edim, and the Torah believes the second pair of Edim as a Gzeres HaKosuv. And basically we're saying that even Abai agrees that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, is therefore the Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Torah says, believe the Achronim, that only applies when it's pure, unadulterated hazama. But if there's an admixture and overlap of both hazama and akasha, in that case, we're not going to apply the gzeres akasu, but rather we're going to look at the akasha, and we're going to say, well, you know what? We have two Edom saying the halva did took place, two, the second pair of Edom saying the halva never took place, the whole thing's a bluff, and we're stuck with trey trey, we don't know what to do, and that's called hakhosha. The hazama, which sets up a gzeres hakosav that the second pair of Edom are believed, that doesn't apply in the case where there's hakhosha. We tried to suggest a pshat 2 days ago that maybe the hakhosha, in a sense, disqualifies the original Edus, and that already removes it from the parasha of Hazama. The Lecha Mishnah is operating more with a kind of mechanical rule. And the mechanical rule is that we don't apply the Gzeres HaKosav here because we have HaKosha. Once it's HaKosha, we already have a battlefield and a Shava B'Shava here between two Edom against two Edom. And therefore, we're not going to apply the Gzeres HaKosav. The Gzeres HaKosav was only formulated in a case where there's pure Hazama and only Hazama. Okay. Now, the question that we leave in abeyance, the outstanding questioning on the Rambam is why does the Rambam reject the logic of Hazama that was presented by the Tur, namely that the Edom HaMazimim are being made on Gufam Shel Edom? That's one question. Okay then, so let's leave that question on the back burners. Now we have the Rivash. This is question number two. And the Rivash says that in the case where the Mazimim testified Imanu Ayisem in the absence of the Zomimim, Shalobifneim, then although we won't apply the law of Hazama, because Ein Mazimus Eidim El Bifneim, as far as Basisim Lo Kasha Zomim is concerned, but says the Rivash, the first pair of Eidim are apostle. Now that doesn't apply in the case of Hakasha. If you have Trey Utrey, then both pairs of Eidim, that's the way we pass it like Rav Huna, are Ksherim for future Edios, because we can't passel an Eid based on a Suffet. But in the case of Hazama, even though technically the Hazama won't apply because it was Shalom Bifneim, nevertheless, the Edim, meaning the first pair of Edim, the Zomimim, will be possible henceforth for Edus because the Torah says that we believe the second pair of Edim. Again, whether that's Xeris HaKosuv or whether or not it's as the Torah would say, there's some sort of inherent logic to it. In any event, we believe the second pair of Edom, the Mazimim, and they said, Imanu Ayisem, you couldn't have been there to testify you with us in Chicago. So if that be the case, then we accept the Edus of the second pair of Edom. The Torah says that we can't punish the Edom Zomimim because there was Shalom Bifneim, but on the level of disqualifying these Edom for testimony henceforth until they do tshuva, then if you'll see here on the bottom right, about six lines up from the bottom, Nifsolim L'chol Edus Sheba Olam, that even though there is no Hazama in the technical sense, because we're lacking the condition of Bifneim, nevertheless, the Edim Zomim Apostle L'chol Edus Sheba Torah, that's the Rivash, he compares it to the case of Edim Zomimim, they were Mazim only one of the Edim, or two out of three of the Edim, but they weren't Mazim all of the Edim, or they were Mazim the Edim before the Gemar Din. In all those cases, we suspend the Onesh, and there's no Vasisim Lo Kasha Zomam, but the Edus is Psula from now and on. And he wants to use those two cases as paradigmic cases for an analogy to the case of Shalom Bifneihem. The Nesivus rejects that because the Nesivus says that if you want to apostle the Edom, then you're attacking them and you're undermining their status as Ksherim, and therefore you must have Bifneim. So the Bifneim is not just a technical requirement as far as Vasisim Lo Kasha Zomam, like the cases of Achi Azubu Shneim or Achi Egmar Din. This is a fundamental issue that you're attacking two people and you're changing their status you're lowering them from tzaddikim to rishoyim as far as eidus is concerned. So for that, you need bifneim. So the absence of bifneim, according to the Nesinus' logic, should exaggerate, should relieve the eidim zomim of any sort of psul eidus because it was shalom bifneim. And a shach comes to defend the rivash, and he says that he understands the logic of the rivash because, in, as far as psul eidus is concerned, the eidim are not considered balei din, and therefore you don't require lifneihem. Now, what does it mean that the eidim are not balei din? If you're passing them for eidus, you're establishing them as rishoyim, that we can't trust their eidus. Isn't that a balei din? Isn't he on trial? And the answer is lo ich pasle. This is about 7-8 lines down from the top left. Lo ich paslu b'meshen if solim lahoid lacher. The fact that they will not be testifying against anyone else, that's irrelevant. Now, in order to justify the rivash against the argument of the Nesivus, like the Nesivus is saying, well, how can you tell me that as far as passing the Edom is concerned, we're going to believe the Mazimim when it was Shalom Bifneim and the Edim Zomim Bali Din? So to counter that argument, we're going to suggest that the Edim are not considered Bali Din, as the Shach says, because Lo Ich Paslan B'Mesha Nifsalu La'id La'cherim, and there's no status of a Bali Din as far as the Edim Zomim is concerned. And that leads us to the paragraph on page Nun Aleph that we try to rack our brains and decipher it, Ulefi HaMavur. And what the Gevuras Yitzchak wants to accomplish in this paragraph is, I would say, to kill two birds with one stone, which means to answer both our questions, our objection, our problem with the Rambam, and our problem with the Rivash. And in doing so, he wants to suggest that the Rambam accepted the Rivash. What does that mean? He says the following, that whether or not Edim Zom is a Chidush will depend upon whether the Edim Zomimim have the status of a Baldin or they do not. If the Edom Zomim do not have the status of a Baldin, then we have a situation of Trey Utrey. The Rivash says that if the Edom Hamazimim are testifying against the Zomimim, that they weren't there to see the crime, they were in Chicago, then they are testifying against the Edim, and they're believed, and the Edim, the Zomim, are now henceforth possibly Edim. Why isn't it Trey Utrey? Why don't we accept the first pair of Edim as Edus Kshera, as a viable Edus, that we were there in New York, we weren't in Chicago? And the answer is, according to the Rivash, just 1 second, let me just make the cheshbon. Oh, the answer to the Rivash is that the Edim, meaning the Edim Zomimim, just 1 second, just got to get the mathematics here, and then I'll read it inside, but it's that according to the Rivash, the Edim Zomimim do not have the status of a Baldin. Just 1 second. So I'm sorry, I got stuck again at the same place I got stuck yesterday. Ulo Mashach, Beard Shosses of Tisvili, the Af Al Psul Ha Eden Lochshivi Baldin. Oh, and therefore you don't need Lefanov. Oh, if you don't need Lefanov, then Mimela becomes Trey Utrey. Oh, I think I got it. So again, are you with me, Rabbi Osai? We're trying to answer two questions. Number one, why does the Rivash maintain that we believe the second pair of Edim to passel the first pair of Edim, and we don't consider it as Trey Utrey. That's number one. And number two, we want to explain why the Rambam holds that Edim Zomimim is a Chidush, and it basically it's Trey Utrey. There's no reason why we should rely on the second pair, second pair of Edim more than on the first pair of Edim. The answer is that if we put together the Rivash and the Rambam, then we have a very cogent structure here in which all the pieces of the puzzle should fit into place. The Rivash says that the reason why we don't require Bifneihem to passel the Edim is because the Edim are not Bali Din. And the requirement of Bifneihem only applies to the Baal Din. So it means that from the Rivash's perspective, we're going to view the Mazimim and their Edus as, just one second, as Edus on the first pair of Edim, just one second, but yet, paradoxically, the Edim themselves, the first, are not considered Baal Edim. They don't have to be there present. Now, if that's the case, then we can solve the problem of the Rambam. The Rambam holds the following, that the reason why in the tourist frame of reference, we believe the second pair of Edim against the first is because the first pair of Edim are contradicting the second pair of Edim. Just one second. The first pair of Edim are contradicting the second pair of Edim, and it becomes... No. I'm sorry, I apologize. My mathematical mind is a little slow today, but now I got it. The reason, says the Tur, why it's logical to believe the second pair of Edom is because the first pair of Edom cannot contradict the second pair of Edom because the first pair of Edom are Bali Din. Because the moment that the second pair of Edom say, Mono Ayisem, they are putting the Edom on trial. And if the Edom are on trial, they don't have the authority or the halachic significance of being makish of setting up edus lahachosha and setting up trey utrey. So that means that according to the Ramban, the logic of the Torah believes the second pair of edim or the first is predicated on the assumption that the first pair of edim are Bali Din. Now we learned in the Rivash that you don't need bifneihem to passel the first pair of Edim, which means they're not Bali Din. If they're not Bali Din, then we should have a situation of Trey Utrey. And therefore there's no logical reason, and this explains the Rambam, to believe the second pair of Edim over the first pair of Edim. The whole logic of the Tur, that we should believe the second pair of Edim, is predicated on one premise, which is against the Rivash, as we'll explain. And that premise is that the first pair of Edim are what we call a Baal Din, which means that as far as their ability to testify that they were there in New York at the time of the crime, they have the status of a Baal Din. They don't have the status of Edim. Because in that context, we're attacking the Edim, and they're on trial. It's Mevela, we believe, the second pair of Edim. So that premise of the Tur, which he's holding on to for dear life, and I'm also trying to hold on for dear life, that premise is that the Edim Zomimim are Bali Din. And if they're Bali Din, then they're Mufka from Torah's Edus, and we don't have Trey Utrey, and if we believe the second pair of Edim, and the Torah is logical. The Rambam did not accept the Tur, and he held that believing the second pair of Edim is Gzeres HaKosu, because the Rambam held that the first pair of Edim are not Bali Din. they're not considered the Baal Din. And if they're not considered Baal Din, then anything they testified, including the fact that they were in New York and not in Chicago, that's also Torah's Eidus. And we have a train akosh on that, and there's no logical reason to believe the second pair of Eidus. Let's see if we can read it inside. He says, Lefi Amavur, Yesh Lomer da Rambam Sover Shemasha Ha'achronim Ne'emonim Havigzeres HaKosuv V'chidush. The lo sphere like Ka'atur Shachronim Ne'emonim Ibnei Shamuzom in Balei Din. The Haviki Ilu Heidu Aleim Shaharguas HaNefesh or Shechilus HaShabbos. Which would mean that the first pair of Eidim did not have Torah's Eidus to be Makrish, the Mazim, and make it into a trade situation because they're on trial. They have the status of a Baal Din. That's all according to the Torah. But the Rambam does not accept the Torah. Mishum desvirle la Rambam ka rivash, the shiny hecha shal Eidim, sheidu aleim, shahargu anefesh shekul shabbos shembo lechayvam, Kidela onsha misa mishmachim mikri bali din, aval hecha shemeidim ala muzamim. He calls it muzamim. I call it zomimim. Sheidu sheker ve'rak bo lefoslam li edus lo ichpas lahu mashenifslu li edus, as we saw in the shach lo negelahem uvemei lo kshivi bali din. No, if it's lo kshivi le bali din, then they have a right to say that we were in New York and not in Chicago, and that has the Torah's Eidus to the Havili Lameima de Chesherim Lehakish HaMazimim. So we have Akash of Trey Utrey. His Memele Eidim Zomim becomes a Chidush. There's no reason why the Torah logically should have believed the second pair of Eidim who are being contradicted by the first pair of Eidim with the Torah's Eidus on it, and it's Eidus of Trey Utrey. In my chaz is the samchasahani, vatur sovi, the aflahoid al rishon shepsulim li edus, chashive bali din, mishum hachi achronim nemonim mi ikar adin. So basically, it comes out the machlokas, the ram and the tur, is the machlokas between the nesivis and the shach, if you will, the nesivis and the rivash. What is the status of the edim zomimim? Is it a status of Eidim or is it status of Baal Din? And it's not Eidus. So if we go with the the shach, that the fact that as a result of this Eidus, the Eidim's over will be possibly Eidus, that's not considered Baal Din, and that explains why the Rivash says that we will in fact possibly the Eidim Zomimim for all future Eidios, even though they weren't there at the time of the Zoma. Because like the case of Shizum Kulam or Kodav Bar Din, we do believe the second pair of Eidim. And now, as far as the apostles of the Eidim are concerned, the Eidim are not considered Bali Din. And that's why we don't require Lefanov. If we apply that to the basic fundamental structure of Eidim Zomimim, we now understand the difference between the Torah and the Rambam. The Torah, on the one hand, says that the status of the Eidim is that of a Bal Din, and therefore we have every reason in the world to believe the second pair of Eidim as opposed to the first. Mashen Ken, according to the Rambam holds that, like the Shach and the Rivash, that the status of the Eidim is not the status of Baal Din. And we will apostle them for Eidus even in their absence. Is then Memela, we have a trade situation, and the Eidim Zomimim could be Makrish, the Eidim Amazimim, and it's a trade, and my Samchasahani, and therefore it's a Xeris HaKosiv, it's a Chidush. We continue now with a Gemara on Daf Tesamid Beis. This is the famous Sugya Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni. And the Gemara establishes that Adam Karvetz al Atzmo, Eno the Mesem Atzmo Rasha. And Rashi says he cannot passel himself because he's a Baal Din, a Baal Dovar. Now, is this a contradiction to what we said in the Rivash? Why? Because the Rivash says that if we're talking about passeling someone, then he's not considered a baldover. And that was the reason why the Rivash says that we believe the second pair of Edim, even though they testified shelo bifnei ha'edim zomimim, because the Edim zomim are not considered a baldover. He says, l'fima shekosav harivash depsul edus eino nogel lo v'leka psul baldin yishecha she'eino nogel lo havilon l'meimah shekosher lohoid al atzmo sheposul li edus. Let's see if we understand what he's saying here. Again, the man is, he's saying, Ploni Ravani Lertsoni. Ah, let's see. So Ploni Ravani Lertsoni means that two things. First of all, it means that he's guilty of a crime, and secondly, it means that he's posuliedus, because he's a Rasha. Now certainly, according to Rivash, as far as his being posuliedus because he's a Rasha, he's not a Baldin. Rashi says the reason why he's not believed is because he's a Baldin. Now it could be that as far as the criminal act itself is concerned, Rashi is right and the Rivash wouldn't disagree, and he is a Baldin, right? Because he's testifying about himself. He cannot testify about himself, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma. But if he asks the question, should he be possibly Eidus from now on, based on his own confession, here we should activate the principle of the Rivash, and we should say that possibly him for Eidus from now on is not considered a Nogebi Eidus, and he's not considered a Baldover as far as that's concerned. I'm not sure what he means by lahoid al atzmo. I guess maybe there's another aid and he should be one of the two aidim. And he's saying he's not a baldover. Now again, he certainly is a baldover as far as the testimony of the Maisa Avera as an Avera and with all the punishments that emanate from that Avera, that's for sure. But if you want to know whether he's possibly Avis henceforth, so the answer should be that he is not a Baldover according to this explanation of the Shach and the Rivash. So why shouldn't it be possible based on his own confession? Again, I think we need another aid. Yeah, what are you saying?
In all cases, would the Baldover, in this particular case, would he be disqualified from all giving all testimony?
Yeah, I think so.
Or on certain subjects only?
Yeah, that's going to be machlokas from Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. But let's assume we pass like Rav Sheshes, and that's also Abaye, that once a person is a Rasha, and we have aidus to establish that he violated any aver in the Torah, even something like Arayos, then he's possible for all Edios, every single one of them. We're not going to distinguish from Chomer and Kal to Chomer, if you remember that whole sugya. So by his own admission, and he now functions and plays as one aid, and again, assuming there's another aid, that he was guilty of Rishus, then he's not a Baldover, because you know it's not considered his Nagia that he won't be able to give Eidus for on behalf of anyone else in the future. Then we should pass him for Eidus in this case, according to the Rivash. And something tells me that again, the mathematics is off over here, because I don't know, can we accept his Eidus on the Maisa Avera as far as Psul Eidus is concerned, separated completely, like a Palgina Dibura kind of thing, and say that we should believe him as far as Psul Eidus is concerned, because he's not considered an Ogea as far as Psul Eidus is concerned. Does anybody want to punch a hole in this? I have a feeling, my intuition tells me that this is not hermetically sealed. Just think about it again. He's saying, go over this one more time, and according to the Rivash, as far as Psuli Eidus is concerned, he's not a Baldov. Rashi says that what? You know, the Mesim Atzma Rasha means that he is a Baldovar. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of Torah's Eidus. Torah, as far as the case of the Rivash, was that the second pair of Eidim testified against the first pair of Eidim that they perjured themselves. And therefore, the apostle Eidus Pitoris Roshoyim, because they don't have the status of a Baldovar, and therefore you don't need the fun of. Again, why it's not Trey, I don't know. That I can't answer that question. But now I'm going to ask, according to the Rivash, the following question. You have a case of Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. So the question is he a Baldovar? So according to the Rivash, we're going to say that he's not a Baldovar as far as possibly for future Adios. But rather he has the status of an aid. Again, the Rivash's case, we said, according to the Rivash, he says it's trade. There. If you're talking about possibly Adios, the Torah believes the second pair of Adios. Torah believes the second pair of Eidim, and if the first pair of Eidim don't possibly Eidus, we don't require Befanov. That was the Rivash. Said he's not called a Baldomer as far as possibly Eidus is concerned. So if you go with that Mahalach, then in Ploni Ravani Lertzoni he should be possibly Eidus, because in order to establish himself as Posliedus, he's not a Baldovar. And we'll apply the relativity theory, right? Relative, it all depends. If you're talking about believing him on himself for a criminal punishment, so now for sure he's a Baldovar. And that's Eino the Mesim Atzma Rasha. If you're talking about his status as a Posliedus from now on, as a Rosh's Posliedus, well, he's not a Baldovar. That's the Rivash's revolution. L'chori, yeah, he's right. I think he's right. The mathematics makes sense. V'od kasha. V'gemara amina dehecha de paslininu v'gazlinu so lo avi chidish bozeh shachronim nemonim v'vur mi said the af hecha shemeyed al echad shepasul li'edus is mikri Baldovar. She efshel lahoyd al atzmo, she kosher lahoyd. Is vitzorech iyan al rivash she kosher the lifsal odin li edus lo tzorech lios befonov kevin she ainin ogeilo lo chashiv bal din. So again, the Gemara says that if two edim say about the first two edim that they were posel because they were guilty of gazlonus, then we believe the second pair of Eidim. We believe the second pair of Eidim. The his kasha is, why not say that he's not a Baldin, and therefore he can be made al-atzma? One second, this was our question of yesterday, wasn't it? That if you're telling me he's not a Baldin, then it should be trey. You know, the Rivash is saying he's not a Baldin, and therefore we can passel him shalom b'fonav. But what happened to trey? Is that his question here, v'od kasha? Because if that's the question, then that's exactly what was bothering us yesterday. V'od kasha. The Gemara, we have the passage that says, "Lislo v'chidush v'zesh achron nemanim." Where we said the afhecha shemayed al echad shemposel yedus. So it's not going to be considered trey v'trey. And why isn't it trey v'trey? Because mikri bal did. And if you go with the Rivash that he's not a baldin, then it would be trey v'trey, which means in his language, kosher lehoid al atzmo. So when he says mevur mizeh, he's telling us what conclusion we should derive that's antithetical to the Rivash. We should derive the conclusion that the aid who's being accused of being an aid posel is considered a baldin, and hence there's no trey v'trey. Well, why is he considered a baldin? I mean, what difference does it make to him if he won't be able to be made in the future? Now, again, I don't know what would be the deal as far as the gazlanusa is concerned. The edim are testifying that on such and such a day, at such and such a time, he stole, he shoplifted. You know what I mean? So, what happens with that? Is that subject to trey v'trey? You understand? Let's say there was a possibility of giving him malchus for gzela. So what, is that going to be trey v'trey? As we're only believing the second pair of edim as far as lifsol as a edim arishonim le'edus, because then he's... Just one second. Second, the old kasha. Maybe when he's going to say possibly as well. Let me believe the second one. Where we said the afhecha she meyed al echad she possibly yedus mikri baldin. So it's not considered trey v'trey. The efshal lahoid al atzmos she kosher lahoid. The tzarich iyun al rivash because of the soliness and the lotzolinus and the kenyan gelo kosher baldin. Not sure why he puts that in brackets, I don't know. I think he's saying here in this brackets here that if he's not considered a baldin, then we should have a situation of trey v'trey. And yet the Gemara assumes that the second pair of edim must certainly believe that the first pair of edim are posel yedus. Why can't the first pair of edim contradict the second pair of edim according to the Rivash? If the Rivash says that you don't need b'fneihem, it means that they're not on trial and they're not ugeya b'dover, because it's irrelevant to them, so to speak, whether they can testify in future cases. Then if that be the case, they should be nemet lahoid al atzma. If he's not possible towards no gayer, then he should be kosher as an aid. And according to the Rivash, he's not a baldin. So if he's not a baldin, he should be kosher the aid. Which would really lead us to a very paradoxical situation that you could never possible a person liadus by calling him a gazlan because he has a right to deny the claim. The Hesta Maisa, did you ever hear such a thing? The logical conclusion here, the way he's presenting the Rivash, is that you could never ever testify against someone. I don't get it. Then, haven't you, in effect, undermined the entire structure of Eidus? In any case, where there's an accusation of a crime, but that's only as far as psul Eidus is concerned. So he can be neman al atzmo that he's not posel Eidus. He's not going to be neman al atzmo to deny the gzela. So at the end of the day, are we believing that he stole or are we not believing that he stole? For sure, if let's say the Edom are saying, this is the cow that he stole, he certainly has to return the cow. So we do believe the Edom. He's an ogavid over as far as the ownership of the cow. But now we're going to say that henceforth he should be kosher liedus according to the Rivash. Why? Because he has a right to testify about himself that he's not kosher liedus. But that really means that we don't really accept the testimony of the of the Edom who say that he was a Gazlan. So if we don't accept that testimony, why is it that he has to pay the Gzela? That's really, really paradoxical. But I would ask a more fundamental, far-reaching question. How would you ever apostle someone liedus? Because in any case that you accuse him of a crime, he's going to deny the crime. It's going to have to be where he doesn't have another aid, let's say. Oh, it'll be chad against trade. Do you follow my point? In other words, according to the way he's presenting the Rivash, the only time that you can testify against the person that is a Rasha is when that person has no colleague, no partner to testify about his innocence. If he had one partner to testify about his innocence, then there would be no way we could apostle him as a Rasha because it would be trade. He's a Baldover, he's on trial. No, he's not a Baldover as far as his psul rishus for Avis, according to the Rivash.
It's not the evidence itself.
What I'm saying is that we don't have enough evidence against him to apostle because he has a right to testify of a caution. Because he's not an Ogev Dov, according to the Rivash. So we've been learning for months now about passing a person for Avis. So he's a Gazlan, maybe he's a Bala Erva, maybe he was Machal Yontif, you know, he dug graves on Yontif, and then we talked about the Rabbanans of gamblers and loan sharks and all this stuff. Well, how are you gonna establish that he's a Russian, he's postulated? So you're gonna have to have two Avis. But every time you bring two Edom, it's going to be trade. Well, again, so that's where you have to add this footnote. Told if he trade, if he has another witness to join together with him. He says, "V'tzarich iyun ukmochen ba'zama havilon lemeimar shehamuzamim chashivei bali dover al psulam." Right, and this is without the Rivash, meaning, according to the straightforward Gemara about Paslanin and Begazlanu song, then in the case of Azoma, if we want to know what's the status of the Edom Zomim henceforth for Psul, we should say that they are Bali Din. And if they are Bali Din, then we're not going to understand the Rivash. I'm sorry, we're not going to understand the tour. Let's see if he's asking a kash on the tour. Havi lo meimar, to lo havi chidush. Oh, he's asking a kash on the tour. Shachronim ne'monim. Kmosh Kosvatur. Davile Kmoksha Idu Shakil of Shabbos Shayna and Monimal Atsma Lomar Law Sinu Kach Vakach. It's Sark Beer Time of the Rambam, the polling was really Davi Xerisakosh. Just one second. Notice he's saying that if in Paslanina Bagazlanusa, the Gemara is going to apostle these Edom based on the Edom that are testifying that they stole. It means that the Gemara assumes that vis-a-vis psul edus, the zomimim, or in this case the gazlonim, if we can call it that, are bali din, and therefore they can't testify on themselves. If that be the case, we understand why the Torah believes the mazimim against the zomimim, which would support the tur, and then we're stuck with understanding the Rambam. Why is the credibility of the second pair of Edom considered Xeris HaKosuv? It should not be Xeris HaKosuv because, as the Torah points out, the Edom Zomim on Bali Din. So again, if we're accepting the equation between the Rambam and the Rivash, the Rambam is standing on the shoulders of the Rivash, and the Rambam holds that this is a situation of trade because the Edom Zomim are not called Bali Din, then what are we going to do with the Gemara about Paslanu Begazlanus? Everybody says that it's logical that we believe the Edom who testify against the first pair of Edom that they are Gazlanim and the Apostle Yedus. Why aren't we applying the logic of the Rivash? If we would accept the Rivash, then notwithstanding the kashas that we have in the Rivash, we would answer the question why the Rambam holds that it's Xeris HaKosuv that we leave the second pair of Edom, because in this case the first pair of Edom are not considered Bali Din, and therefore they could be Machish the Edom HaMazimim, and it would be Edus Bakosha, Why do we believe the mazimim and not the zomim? And that's called in the Rambam's language gzeirus hakos. V'nir desvile la Rambam ta zoma lo domi leveidim shaharguas es hanefesh o chilu es hashavus the hosam. Oh, this is something that we touched on, and I think Stevie, you were also touching on this before. We always have to ask the question: what is the nature of the second of the Eidus of the Achronim, the second pair of Eidim? He says that in the case of Hargas and Nefesh Achil Sashabas, Kol Eidusam, the very essence of their testimony, is Al Gufam Shal Eidim L'Chayvam Ula Poslam. Mashen Kein Hechadim is Zimim Osam, V'yomer Mimono Ayisem, Guf Eidusam, Lo Avli Ala Eidim Atzmam. The Etzem Ha'Eidus Shimono Ayisam, Lo Choshiv Eidus Klal Rakmim Nesh HaRishonim, Hey Idu Lechayva Sanidon. So who's on trial here? The Nidon is on trial. The Edim HaMazimim are testifying on behalf of the Nidon that he should be vindicated. V'meila etzem eidusim choshev eidus liftar es hanidon me'achiv sheitilu eidim olav. El v'meila, as a secondary offshoot, nizbari ali deizeshe harishonim psulim li'edus. Mishmachi lo choshev kime'idim al gufam shel eidim. The lo havilon le hamin lachronim yosef mary shonim, and this is where the Rambam comes up with his chidushu. So basically, what he's saying is that in every case of azoma, we're going to have a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the tour as to whether or not the thrust of the edim, the essence of the edus of the second pair of Eidim is Al Gufam Shal Eidim. The Rambam holds it's not Al Gufam Shal Eidim. They're coming to testify on behalf of the Nidon. And the Mela, they're saying something about the Gufam Shal Eidim. Whereas the Tur understood that it's something about the Gufam Shal Eidim, that every case of Eidim Zomim is exactly like the case of the Eidim Hargos HaNefesh, or the Eidim Mechalas HaShabbos. Umatzasi kidvarenu barama shekos v'zel l'shono eid zomen chidushu shechidshe Torah sheyu shnayim nifsolim b'eidu shnayim bizman she'ein me'idin aleihem b'dvar avera. Oh, that's it. You see his language here. She'ein me'idin aleihem b'dvar avera. That's not the essence of the Eidus. They're not coming to testify these guys are Rishoyim, they violated the Shabbos, or they killed somebody. Ela omer mimono ayisim makom ploni uban le shaker seidusam. You know, it's to establish that their Eidus is unreliable. She'idu al acherim. And if that be the case, and Eidim Aleim B'Dvar Vera, then it really should be a case of Treu Tre. And that's what the Yad Ramah is saying over here. The Mai Chos the Samchas Ahani Smoch Ahani Hilchok Eilich Obol Mishas Chidusha V'Eilich. Now again, he's explaining Rava, but the Rambam is going to extend this even to Abaye. But Abai is not going to say Ein Lecha Bo Mishas Chidusha V'Eilich. He's going to say L'Mafreo Nifsal. But the logic itself is correct, even according to Abai. Harei Mavur Midvar. What do we see from the Yad Ramah that the Me'edim Zom Lo Choshev Made Al Nizomin El Me'edim L'Shaker Say Dusam V'Liftar Es Hanidon. V'lo k'mochen kishemachishim v'omrim hamalve o halove imonu ayisem gam kein havilon lememar sheha'edim me'idim sharishonim e'idu sheker u'boim lefaslon li'edus. What's he saying now? Kishemachishim v'omrim hamalve o halove imonu ayisem. Avilon lemeimah sha'edim me'idim Sharishonim Eidu Sheker. In other words, as far as the Malv and the Lov is concerned, we really have Treyu Treyim. Kom Kom Lo Amrin Shem Aminim HaAchronim. This I don't understand. Mikol Makom Lo Amrin Shem Aminim HaAchronim. I don't know what he means by Maminim HaAchronim. Mitam the Ikre Dusam.
He says it's not Hakla. It's not Hazamli. It's Hakla. Because what the Adam is saying, they're not testifying about the presence or absence of where the first Adam was, the presence or the absence of where the Malva or the Lova was.
But what does it mean? What does it mean? Lo Amrin and Shem Aminim Lachronim. Right?
In that case, because it's not Kosher, you don't. It sets up two against two. It's not that
you don't believe the
you don't believe the last ones right. Who is saying that they love Malva and Lova were with us. So you have. First guy say yes, and the second guy say no, but they're arguing.
Ah, therefore it's trade, trade.
Yeah.
And he's saying that the same thing should apply in Adam Zomimim because the thrust of the testimony is about the Malv and the Lov. Mitam v'ikre edusim yala maisa v'lo choshe masin aleim leposlov. El danan chazina lefi devrem shechad minayu masin shikra. One of these two kitos is lying. V'melu kol kas avi sofik psul. Moche ba'zoma. Oh, if you apply it to azoma, having long lemeimar shazoma lo mikri edus al gufan shel edim el edus levatal edus al anidon, right? Al anidon. Umemela chazinon shechad minayu masid shikur uchol kat havi sofei psul lekach azoma mikri chidush mashachronim emonim lifsol hamuchsok. Shuv matzasi ken sheken kosav. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. Let's make a note of where we got to. And the trouble with this mimer is that, you know, if you learn it piecemeal, you always have to review, but we're towards the end. So either you'll do it on your own or we'll do it together. I don't know, but I don't want to make any commitments. The Gemara says that if you say Eshna ve'elna, Perik Zez, Neder Gol, not the third case, I don't want to be guilty of a Neder here. All right, thank you and wish you all a great day.
Thank you so much.